Hey there, it's Josh with the Voices of Social Change podcast. I'm getting ready here to load in part two of this week's interview for you. So if you didn't catch part one, I definitely recommend that you run back and grab that. But coming up, we're going to have part two, which is where we have our rapid fire questions, get you a lot of really valuable tools for your journey to social entrepreneurship. So tune in right now for part two of this week's interview and keep it real out in Social Change Nation. All right, and we're back with Sydney of B Lab chatting about B Corp certification and B Corp legislation, a few structures that you can put into place with your cause-based company or with that cause-based startup that you're dreaming of to really tell people what you stand for and to create a lot of unique benefits and unique value for your company and for the people you serve, or as B Lab would put it, for the stakeholders that you're serving and that are involved with your movement and your organization. So some great stuff in part one. If you didn't catch that, I'd recommend running back and tuning in on that, because I am going to close us out in this interview here now with Sydney with part three. It's our rapid fire round. So as you all know, and Sydney, I'll tell you, this is where we just get to ask you a couple of quick questions, give you the chance to share some tools and resources with us that we can hopefully start implementing right away in our own businesses. So you ready to rock on this?
Absolutely.
Okay. What's one tool you think that all social entrepreneurs should use?
I think all social entrepreneurs should log on to beimpactassessment.net, take the free assessment that helps really educate you about where you are in terms of your operations from a social environmental perspective, as well as helps you measure the impact that your business is having on the world. This tool also has some additional resources to not only help you realize what impact you're currently making, but to help you improve your impact, including a long list of best practices guides and ways to improve your business that already is purpose-driven.
Perfect. And Change Nation, I'll just echo that. One thing that I see us struggling with out there with our startups a lot of times is that clarity of story. And it sounds like that assessment, among a lot of other things, would help us point ourselves in the right direction. So I think it's a great step to take and great tool for us to get started with. So how about one piece of advice you'd give to an aspiring change agent?
Yeah, I think the thing I say the most to these wonderful purpose-driven businesses that I talk to is really work with like-minded businesses in your network, in your supply chain. You know, you're bigger than just your business, and making these partnerships can really create a valuable network for you to leverage, not only as you're starting out, but as you maintain a sustainable business.
Yeah, absolutely. And there again, I'll echo that. Social Change Nation is built on partnerships, and the hearts of people in this space are really, really incredible. The amount of sharing and giving, and just this, there's just this belief, and we all really believe it, that, you know, as we work together and as we help each other grow, we all grow together. And that is my favorite piece of this space. So I love that advice. I think that's really powerful. What about a favorite fun escape for you, Sydney?
Well, I just came back from Miami. So anywhere with palm trees and good food. I love traveling all over Latin America. I think anywhere warm. I'm a Southern girl at heart, so.
Gotcha. Perfect. What's your favorite country in South America?
Costa Rica right now, but I will be in Guatemala at the end of the month, so that might change.
Okay, gotcha. I lived in Peru for a year, is why I ask. So,
yeah. Well, I guess more of a Central America right now. I'm going to make it down to South America soon.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, well, it's a great place, special place in my heart. Although I haven't made Central America much, so that I need to do. yeah. Right now, anywhere warm. It's and yeah, Sydney and I were talking offline before, and it's, you know, been freezing here in Kansas City and out there in Philadelphia and just all around the country. So hopefully wherever you're tuning in, if you're in a place warm, we're happy for you and jealous of you at the same time. So all right. So what is a cause-based book that you think we should all read?
I really enjoyed reading Michael Schumann's Local Dollars, Local Cents. It's all about leveraging the capitalism that comes from within your community and finding new and alternative ways to invest in your local community, or start a local business, or start a larger business using local money. So it's taking money from Wall Street and moving it to Main Street.
I love that. I haven't actually heard of that one, so I'll have to pick that one up myself.
It was really great for me because I feel like it was a good read. It laid the idea out really well, but it also had some really great practical tips and websites and guides. So a very good book to pick up and take notes and do further research.
Perfect. Local dollars, local cents.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, it's terrific. Yeah, I think that local movement, it's interesting how, I mean, that's the same thing here in Kansas City is we've really shifted to this local movement as we've developed a pretty strong entrepreneurial community. And I think that local movement is really getting woven in with purpose-driven business. And I really like that. That's a powerful piece of it too.
Yeah, I'm seeing that trend as well.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, so last question before I let you say goodbye to us here. What's the first thing that you think we can do right now to start changing the world?
I'm gonna repeat myself and echo what I said previously. I think all businesses, purpose-driven, traditional, startup, or any organization, even nonprofits, should think about what they're doing right now, and they should measure what they're doing right now. I think the best way to do that is to take the B impact assessment and measure what matters to you as a company.
Yeah, absolutely. And I kind of thought that might be your answer, and I'm glad it was, because that's really why I wanted to have you all on here, because I admire that overall philosophy, and I love how you're trying to, again, make this business as usual, not the exceptional business. And I think that's really important that you're trying to create this movement around it. And I, from everything that I've seen, and as I'm talking to people, it's definitely working, because more and more people are talking about it and really seeing the importance of it. And I hope that we've all taken that from today's chat too. So, well, great. Well, I want to just leave you then with the last word here. Just let everyone out there know the best way to get plugged back in with what you're doing at B-Lab. And then anything else that you'd like to share with us before we say goodbye.
Our website has some pretty good contacts on there. So bcorporation.net. We have a general email, so feel free to send us your inquiries. We would love to chat with you regardless of what stage your company's at. And I hope you guys all enjoy educating yourself about how much impact you're already having on the world.
Well, terrific. Well, Sydney, on behalf of Social Change Nation and the Voices of Social Change podcast, I just want to say thank you for your generosity with your time and your expertise in this area. It's something that I've been wanting to learn about, and I know that a lot of us out there in Change Nation had been wanting to hear about as well. So just can't thank you enough for sharing so openly about that, and also about the things in your own life that brought you in this direction. So that's really powerful for all of us, and we really, really appreciate it. And Change Nation, I will let Sydney go take a quick break here, but I'll be right back in just about a minute or so after this break, and I'll chat with you to give you kind of my key takeaways from today's chat with Sydney of B-Lab. So stay tuned. Don't go away.
Thank you, Josh. It was my pleasure.
No problem, Sydney. Thank you. Hey, remember, for all of us tuning into the Voices of Social Change podcast today, Audible is offering a free audiobook download and a free 30-day trial to give all of us the opportunity to check them out. I can personally recommend this because I've listened to Audible audiobooks now for about 6 years. They've been a critical ingredient to shaping me as a change agent, and you're listening to a podcast now, so clearly you love audio content. So run in there, get a free book. I'm going to recommend a book for you today. You heard me mention this at the beginning, but it's The Promise of a Pencil by Adam Braun. It's 30 mantras on how to spark change. Adam is a revolutionary in this space, and he's making some tremendous waves, so you need to pick up his book. It shaped so much about what we do here over at Social Change Nation. To get that book for free, go to this link. It's audibletrial.com/social change. audibletrial.com/social change. And again, we'll be keeping that in the show notes all through the next few months, so you can click right in and get your free audiobook. Hey, Change Nation, Josh here again, and just wanting to close out with a few of my thoughts from my interview with Sydney of B-Lab. So a few things I want to just chat through, actually two things that I'll chat through with that, and then I just want to kind of close out by chatting through a few things with my own business and just share some of my personal experiences to hopefully help you as you're on your own cause-based journey. So the two things that I want to talk about that were my major takeaways from my interview with B-Lab or this idea of taking a stand. And then the idea of cause-based funding or social investing, socially minded investing. I want to talk through that. So I'll talk through those two things. And then, like I said, I'll close this out by just talking through some things that I am experiencing right now in my business and just kind of share those as a way of hopefully helping you and just really opening up the hood here at Social Change Nation so you can hear a bit about that and hope that you can learn from it. So, okay, well, let's chat through a few things. The first thing is this idea of taking a stand. It struck me when Sydney and I first talked about the Declaration of Interdependence that they have framed on their wall, which go ahead and run back to their website. The link to their website's in the show notes and run back. And I'd highly recommend checking that out. It's just on their about page. And it's just a really interesting document. But what I love most about it is it makes it clear where they stand as a company, and everyone can see it. And I think that's such a powerful message for all of us here in cause-based business. And that's a question that we need to be asking ourselves. What do we stand for? What are we standing for with our businesses? And is that being woven into the fabric of who we are as a company? Are we doing that deliberately? Are we doing that consistently? Are we doing that in a way that is clear? And this is the most important point, by the way. Are we doing that in a way that is clear to the people outside our organization? Can they look at us and very quickly figure out what it is that we stand for? And if you don't know the answer to that question or you don't think they can't, I think you better run back and try and clarify that, because people's attention span, I mean, there are a lot of good reasons to do that, but one of them is that people's attention spans are very, very short nowadays. And even in the cause-based space, they're getting inundated with a lot of messages. And some people say that cause-based business is saturated. I don't think it's anywhere close to that. I think there's plenty of room for new cause-based startups. It's just that, you know, it is becoming more of a buzzword, the one-for-one model or social entrepreneurship. And I think that's great, but man, we have a long way, a lot more road we can run. You know, that's kind of like, I don't know, that's like saying computers were getting cliche or something in the 70s because everyone, or 80s, whatever, because everyone was starting to get a personal computer. I mean, no, we're at the beginning of a new revolution here in social entrepreneurship. And so to say that it's saturated, I never understand when people say that. But setting that aside, where was I going with that? The idea that as a movement, we need to still be able to make our story known very quickly and very clearly and in an effective way. And that comes down to how you brand and market yourself, which we talk about a lot on here. But I just want to highlight that, because I think that is such an important point and something that is just so vitally important for us to think about. The second piece that I wanted to talk about that is, you know, right along these lines, talking about trends shifting around cause-based business and social entrepreneurship. On the one hand, I interact with a lot of you and I feel these concerns out there that by going into cause-based work, by starting a cause-based business and not only focusing on economic return, but also on social return, that you'd somehow scare some investors away. Now, for some of us, we might be getting into startups where investor funding is not something that we're going after, and that's fine. But for a lot of us, it's just a reality of startup life. We're going to go after some investment funding, some equity funding. And a lot of times I see people getting nervous about that if they're getting into the cause-based space. Well, I'm here to tell you, and Sydney really confirmed, I think, with a lot of what she was talking about, that there are a lot of investors, and then their numbers are growing every day, that are specifically interested not only in economic returns, but they're also interested in the social returns. They're interested in investing in sustainable businesses. They're interested in being able to say, yes, I have a package of businesses that I know are sustainable, that I know hold themselves to a higher standard. They're wanting this, and so they're on the lookout for it. Now, that doesn't mean, and I say this on here all the time, remember, your business is the star of the show. It's your cause that is the supporting actor. I can't take credit for that. That was Tyler Merrick of Project 7 that said that, but I love that quote, so I use it all the time. But you have to remember that. So your business has to stand on its own. But don't think that weaving this cause in is somehow automatically going to scare investors away. In fact, I think the opposite will happen, is starting to happen anyway, in that investors really are looking for these opportunities. And if you can come at them and you can tell your story in a way that shows them you have a strong business, but also shows them that you believe that strong business means taking care of all of your stakeholders, not just your shareholders, that means something to an increasing number of potential investors, if for no other reason than because they know that millennials are starting to demand that businesses do this. And so the businesses that do are the businesses that are going to thrive. And what investor wouldn't want to be a part of that? So that's just a big piece for me, because it's something I've heard a lot, and I just want to kind of dispel that notion that you somehow put yourself at this huge disadvantage from an equity funding standpoint if you're creating a cost-based business. So there's that piece for you. Okay, so the last piece, I just want to chat with you very openly about, I'll try to do this more often. I don't do this enough, and I need to do it more. Just have a heart-to-heart with you about what's going on with Social Change Nation. So first of all, a couple of things. I'm recording this. I don't usually mention times in here because I've started recording the podcast pretty far in advance. Usually I do all my podcasts for a quarter. So, you know, for example, what was it like the beginning of January was, it was a crazy time for me. There were a lot of interviews because I did all the interviews that I needed for January, February, and March, and even into April a little bit. And so anyway, that's to say, I'm recording this now in March, so I'm not 100% sure when it's airing, so you're hearing some things that are going on with me right now, but they're still, I think, just very relevant things no matter what time that I want to talk about. So like I said, usually I'll steer clear mentioning time, but I'm just telling you that just so you know. So right, so let me backtrack a little bit, because I haven't talked as openly about this on the show. So Social Change Nation is at its core a cause-based business. Our heart always was and continues to be to become the toolbox for cause-based startups. So our target audience really are those startups in years 0 to 2 or 3. So, you know, founders who have just launched that, or our target audience are those of you who, and I was with you, who you're out there, you're working, maybe it's in a nonprofit or maybe it's in a for-profit, but you're working there and you're feeling just this burning sense that you need to do something different. And you're feeling this burning desire to launch some kind of a cause-based venture. So another way of framing that is you're a wantrepreneur. And that sounds a little weird because it almost sounds like a wannabe, and I don't mean it that way. It just means that you want something different and you feel that intense desire to do something about it. If that's you, then we're really here for you. And that's who Social Change Nation wanted to serve at a variety of levels. And it doesn't matter if you take several years to do it. I want to get you the tools along the way that help you move further on your journey. And so that's really what our heart is, what our heart always has been, is to be that toolbox for you in either of those situations. And so that started, Social Change Nation started a year ago. We're right at a year old. And that has been our core mission from the get-go, has not changed, will not change. That is why we do everything that we do here. So we're also, though, at our core, we're a cause-based business. And one of the things that I have a heart for is serving refugees that have been resettled to the United States. So long-term, what Social Change Nation, what our cause will be, in addition to helping grow cause-based business around the world, what our central mission, what I want it to be, again, this is a personal piece of mine, but what I want it to be is helping refugees who have resettled to the United States. Now, I currently volunteer with a family and mentor them and help them learn English and find jobs and those kinds of things. But one of the things that I really see lacking in that community is stable housing in a good community. And I think that we had this interview on here quite a while ago, but with Co-Abode, they did this with single moms, where they would have two single moms come together and pair up and be roommates in a situation. But what that would allow them to do was get a much nicer house in a nicer neighborhood so the kids could go to a better school, that kind of thing. Well, see, I believe the same thing could be very true for refugees. Right now, they tend to be, they're resettled by these organizations and they tend to be put into not so nice parts of town. So I think that if we as Social Change Nation could come facilitate a group of families, of refugee families getting together and sharing a house, that we can get them into a better community, which would mean that their kids are in a better school, which would mean that they learn English more quickly, which would mean they could probably get better jobs. And all of these kinds of things become, I think, more easy when you can get them into a community like that. Now, there are some challenges with that. A lot of times the reason that they're put in those neighborhoods is because there are members of their community that are already there that have kind of established a network. And so that can be good. So that there are a lot of sensitivities there, but I'm just telling you the overall idea of something that I want to do. But bottom line, I want to serve refugees in that way. I want to get them into better communities and get them a better foundation. So that's my heart. So that's just a little bit of background in terms of what we want to become at Social Change Nation. And then, so as that's developed, I've had the podcast and I've had a blog. And one of the big things that I've done recently that you've heard me talk about is we've had the cause-based shopping, the Social Good Shopping Guide, which has just released. And that was a pretty challenging venture for me because I had to learn a lot about marketing and about spreading the word about something. And also it was, you know, thankfully I had a partner with causeartist.com and Grant is a graphical genius. He's the founder of Cause Artist. And thankfully, I had him to help with the graphics because I couldn't have done anything that he did. But bottom line is, this whole process over the last year, while my core message has not changed one bit, while my core mission has not changed one bit, I've learned a lot about how you go about that. And I've learned a lot about the ups and downs. You know, I have moments where I'm just on cloud nine and moments where I'm just like, man, I don't know if I can keep doing this. And I'm just being very transparent with you. Now, you know, I say I have the moments where I say I don't know if I can keep doing this, but the beauty of that is, and this is what has really made social change so much different from anything I've ever pursued, is that there is this deep passion and belief in what I'm doing. And there is this feeling, and I can't really describe it, but there's this feeling and this sense that this is it for me. And one way or another, this is going to happen. And I've never fundamentally doubted that in the last year. I mean, yes, I've had those tougher days, but I've never fundamentally doubted that. And I'm saying that to you to say that you need to find that thing. You need to find that thing that you'll never fundamentally doubt, that you'll always fundamentally know no matter what happens, this is what you need to be doing. That's what you need to find. And if you haven't found it yet, that's okay. But if you're here, you're here because at some level you've felt that you need to find that. Or maybe you realized you have found it and you're ready to take action. No matter where you're at, we want to be here for you, but I would just encourage you to listen to that. But when you do, and when you move forward, know that times will get tough. And they'll get tougher before they get better. But if you have that complete lack of doubt, that complete lack of doubt about what you're doing, I shouldn't say complete lack of doubt, because you'll have moments of doubt, but if you have that fundamental belief, and you never fundamentally doubt what you're doing, that's when you know you've found what you're about. And, you know, I think that's really the moral of what I'm saying here, is that you have to find that. Because if you don't, those other things will get you down. You know, I originally had planned on Social Change Nation on the core piece being a 5 to 7 day a week podcast. I'd seen a lot of guys doing that. I thought I could do it. And I probably could have pulled it off, but that's all I would have done. The quality of my interviews, I don't think, would have been nearly as solid. And I wouldn't have been able to directly get hands-on and help a lot of companies. And so I quickly realized that I needed to shift that and that needed to move in a different direction. And I'm glad I did, and I'm glad I responded to that. But having said that, again, my core mission has not changed. And so I think find that thing that you fundamentally believe in and don't let those little doubts or those moments where you have to pivot or readjust don't let those moments make you think that you have to totally shift course. And I think it's that fundamental belief that will keep you going through those moments. But be responsive. Be responsive. I can tell you I love everything that we do now. We get hands-on with a lot of companies. I teach a lot of startup founders who are just getting started out. I take the knowledge that I've learned from a lot of people I've interviewed and I bring it to the table for them. And I get face to face right here in Kansas City in the startup community. And I love that. But then I love having my podcast where I still reach out to a lot of different communities. And I love having some classes that I teach right now. So this thing, the mission didn't change. The way I carried it out looks different now than I thought it would a year ago. And that's great. And be open to that. And so anyway, those are just a few things on my mind that I wanted to share with you, because I'm thinking that if I'm going through them, you're probably going through them in one way or another. So I hope that helps. But those are my main takeaways. Just remember that whatever you do, find that thing that you fundamentally believe in and you won't fundamentally doubt. Find that. Stick with it. Be open to the way directions might change. But never change your core message. Never change what you stand for. That's what matters. So take care out there in Social Change Nation and everyone tuning into the Voices of Social Change podcast. This is Josh, and I'll be back with you next week.